As the season begins at Tanglewood, we speak to the man who not only is keeping all the plates spinning here, but also is looking at what's happening in later on in Boston with the BSO and the Boston Pops and everything else. Years out, he's worried about right now. And just a moment ago, he was master of ceremonies for the ribbon cutting, so he's doing a lot.
Tony Fogg has been an artistic administrator of the Boston Symphony Orchestra since 1994 and assists the music director in the planning and selection of all BSO concerts and repertoire. He's amazing.
He is one of our favorites to chat with, and it's a great pleasure. Tony, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe. I'm fine, Ellen. Thank you so much for being back here again and being part of the launch of this incredible new facility.
So I was most of the program we got to see this morning. It was just beautiful. The ribbon cutting and all the beautiful remarks that people had about this. I'm interested. We heard from, of course, Mark and Ellen and Sue, and I'm interested in your input of what you feel this adds to. To this endeavor and to this complex as a whole.
Well, Joe, if I can give a little history, you know, this, what we're looking at today, the new Lindy Center and the new TLI program came as a result of a strategic planning process that happened about 7 years ago. And these things are often pretty dry, time-consuming, often result in a big, thick document that sits in the bottom of someone's desk drawer. But in this case, our strategic plan, we were each given an area of responsibility, and ours was to look at what the next big chapter for Tanglewood would be. And somehow we thought it was about gathering up the intellectual capital that was here and making it available to a broader audience. There was so much happening that was on unimaginably high levels, but was always behind closed doors. And we live in an age when people are living longer, healthier. They remain just as intellectually curious, if not more so than they ever were. And how could we respond to that? So the idea was to create some sort of framework, which ended up being the Tanglewood Learning Institute. And then, of course, we started to think about, you know, where we would undertake such activities. And we started to think about the workload of the Tanglewood Music Center. And this all resulted in this incredible change to this side of the campus and the creation of the new program. So it's sort of a little bit of a dream come true for me. It was something that I inherently felt was what we needed to do. It was our obligation to take the greatest opportunity with these fantastic resources of talent and spaces here and make something brand new.
You are an astounding man. There's no question about it. So I have a question for you. Do you ever sleep? I mean, every time there's somebody pulls out, they have an illness, they can't come. You got to figure out where the best in the world are, and you got to find them among your smaller responsibilities.
That's just one job. But thinking about the future, Alan, is for me the greatest preoccupation. And you're right, and I'm often thinking years ahead and can't remember what's happening next week, but it's a matter of keeping all of the balls in the air at any one time, but it's a great opportunity. This is my 25th summer here at Tanglewood, and it feels like the first.
Is it... It would seem to me, and this is why I'm asking for clarification, but does the addition of this center and of that plan that you spoke so eloquently about a moment ago have a profound impact on, say, what you were programming at the Shed or even in Boston?
It does, Joe. You know, and it's interesting. Someone asked me this the other day, and I went to say, no, look, it's the other way around, that we plan what we plan, and then we look at how that can be contextualized, and that was a good part of, you know, what you just heard from Sue, who's so incredibly skilled in this area. But I had to admit that, you know, there was there's a recital next year that was proposed, and I thought about it, and typically it may not have been something that would have felt right in our typical range of presentations, but I thought, no, with TLI, we have a chance to do this in a different way. We do have a chance to open up this performance in a way that our audiences will be able to understand and appreciate it.
For example, in other words, if you have Yo-Yo come to play a concert and you can get them to talk to an audience here, that, you know, you would have to shoot them off with a fly swatter.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But Yo-Yo is a phenomenon.
Yo-Yo
transcends every barrier that I can imagine. But there are some musical genres that are a little tougher, maybe less familiar, and that are inherently great, but they take a little effort to get there. And that's what I'm interested in. And I think that's what we now have the possibility to explore in a really creative and rich way through the Technical Learning Institute.
So do WAMC a big favor, and when you can include us in on your plans, we'd love to be able to be.
Well, you're great partners, Alan, and you know, not only through the broadcast but through the support in the community, and it's something we value a great deal. Be assured.
I am curious as to the. Because it does, I asked this similar question to Mark, but with the addition, does this change your day in a fundamental way?
Well,
I mean, you know, it's like another...
Last weekend, I plugged in everything into my, iPhone calendar and realized there are some days where I should be in three places at once, and that just doesn't work. I'm going to have to do a little prioritizing, but, we have a fantastic team here.
Sure.
And, I know that in every area that, it's completely under control, and I am superfluous in many ways, I must say.
So have you had one example this summer yet, summer to come, of somebody who was supposed to show up, who turns out is not going to show up, and you have to find a replacement for?
This summer, not yet. But it will happen.
We're being set up, yes.
I'm being set up. Yes, I know it's your annual question to me as well. So
it's great. It's great that you can do that, and it's great that people know you and take your call and say, oh, my God, it's him.
Well, it's not me. It's Tanglewood, and it's the Boston Symphony, and it's this great audience, and that's what's really important.
When you look at... What in the two or three minutes that we have left, and some of the highlights of the season, we've obviously and rightfully so have been spending a lot of our attention this morning talking about the Lindy Center, but you do still have a shed over there, and you're doing a lot of beautiful work.
Yeah, and there are some great things, some new work that we're doing this year. A very important piece by Kevin Putz for soprano Renee Fleming, based on the correspondence between Georgia O'Keeffe and Alfred Stieglitz called The Brightness of Light, which is on the second, third weekend of July, I must say, which is a very important new piece. A posthumous premiere of a work by André Previn on the 24th of July, a setting of a glorious text by Tom Stoppard, who will be here with us, a retelling of the story of Penelope from the Odyssey by Homer. Very, very beautiful piece. A work which André left in a partially completed form when he passed away, but it's now been realized by a long-term assistant. Of course, the performance of Wagner's Die Walküre over July 27 and 28, which is a mammoth undertaking for our TMC fellows. So there are a few Everest moments in the summer, and there's some of them, but... I'm genuinely looking forward to every concert, and there are so many rich offerings for us and such a variety. It's going to be a fantastic summer.
Do you ever have a dream that you're standing on the side and you have to stand up because of some emergency and take the baton and lead the orchestra?
I'm a sort of pianist with rusty fingers, and I often have the dream that I've been called on to play a concerto that, I'd forgotten that I had to rehearse and practice. And think, oh, it'll be fine. So
be
that,
fine.
Those old performance anxieties are very close to my psyche. Don't worry.
Tony Fogg is the artistic administrator of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. For more information on Tanglewood and the BSO and the amazing work, go to tanglewood.org. Also, TLI.org is where you can find out all the information on the Tanglewood Learning Institute, which we have been talking about this morning. Tony, a great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.